Hello, 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 my friends and fellow animal lovers. Welcome to another episode of the Story of My Pet podcast. I'm super excited to get into the conversation today. We're going to welcome my guest, Michelle Steiner. Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, hi, Jolie. Thank you for having me today.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Michelle, and then we'll get started talking about her pets from yesterday and today. So Michelle Steiner lives in Pennsylvania with her two cats, Jack and Sparrow. She works as a teacher's aide in public school. She's also a disability writer and advocate. She loves animals, especially cats. A woman after my own heart. Thank you again for being here, Michelle.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, as Jolie said, I definitely love animals, especially cats. Ever since I was little, I've always loved cats. I didn't have my own cat until my husband moved in, and that he brought his cat, Chi. Okay. And that Chi is actually a really important part of our relationship. Right when we started dating is when my husband rescued the little cat Chi, and I thought, oh, that's so sweet. And as soon as I met him, the cat just fell in love with me, and we really hit it off. And when my husband we moved in, we had our cat there, and he provided so much comfort and so much joy for us for so many years.
That's amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
So how did your husband rescue Chi?
There was a family member that was taking care of him and wasn't able to do that anymore. So he took the cat in, and his mom gave him the advice. My mother-in-law gave him the advice, you should really take in a cat. So he decided, okay, I want to have this cat. And it was really good company for him, because he lived outside in Philadelphia for the first part in our relationship. So that was really nice having that company for him.
Yes, cats make great company for people who live alone.
Definitely.
I know. I didn't grow up with cats. I grew up with dogs. So I got my first cat as an adult as well. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because his name was Jack, like one of your current cats.
Oh. Right. Oh, sweet.
And yeah, he was definitely that companion. It's so, you know, and cats, dogs, whatever it may be, when you live alone, having an animal there, then you're not talking to yourself, at least you're talking to the animal.
Right. Exactly.
So how long did you guys have Chi for?
We had Chi for about 13 years.
Wow.
And yeah, he was a relatively healthy cat. I mean, he definitely used a lot of his nine lives. He got at a place we were renting from, he went through a box fan in the attic and knocked a tooth out. Thankfully,
oh my goodness,
it wasn't going, but we had to get his tooth taken care of. And he did that. And he was a very adventurous, was always getting into something and climbing and getting into some kind of trouble. But we had him for 13 years. And when we moved into our new home, he was here for a while and he was doing great. And then all of a sudden he wasn't eating, and he just didn't seem like his normal energetic self. So we took him to the vet, and we found out he had congestive heart failure.
Oh, that's too bad.
It was, you know, very sad. He didn't suffer too long. The day afterwards, he actually passed while both of us were at home with him. Aww. And he just wanted to be with us even up until the very end. He was just very attached to my husband and I. And, you know, we decided after a couple months, we gave ourselves some time to be, you know, without a cat. And we really missed him. And we also just missed having a companion with us. And
Right. There
was on Neighborhood Digest, there was a family nearby that they were moving to Florida. and they couldn't take their cats with them. They could take the dog, but they couldn't take the cats to where they were living at. Mm-hmm. So we contacted them and we went out to the house and we met Jack and Sparrow and just fell in love with them instantly. They were really just very nice cats and we took them home and we've had them for a year now.
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
are they super bonded, Jack and Sparrow?
Oh, they are definitely. They are definitely. We didn't want to separate them. The owners didn't. They are very bonded. They just love each other. You'll see them sometimes. Sparrow especially. She'll be licking his head, and they'll be hanging out together. And Jack is more of the cat that he wants to go outside. He wants to go out there and explore. And we try to keep him in, but he finds his way out. And Sparrow wants nothing to do with going outside. She just wants to be indoors. And back when he's out there, she just goes to the door and she just looks around like, well, where are you at? Come back in.
Why are you going out there?
Right. Exactly.
And for anyone wondering, I already asked the family that you got Jack and Sparrow from were Disney fans. So the cats are named for Jack Sparrow from the pirate movies.
Exactly. They were huge Disney fans. So that's what the cats were named after. And we just thought the names were so cute that we just didn't want to rename them and have to try to get them used to something else anyways.
I love those names. I've never thought about taking a character and using both names with more than one cat. So I like that idea. So you said that Jack goes outside. Do you guys go out with him or does he just sneak out and try and roam the neighborhood?
Well, usually we are out with him, but sometimes he does sneak out, roams the neighborhood. So we do try to keep him in as much as we possibly can to keep him safe. But every once in a while, he just likes to go out there and explore. His new thing is chasing squirrels.
Oh,
out the yard. So we're like, oh, okay. And he likes us to chase him. And usually it's, he likes us to go out there and try to bring him back in. And he comes back in on his own usually. So it's a good thing.
That's funny. Yeah, I have two cats currently, and they've always been indoor cats. Mm-hmm. But my husband has a garden on the side of our house. And a few years ago, they started like, oh, well, I could go out there with you. So we only let them out there if he's there. And it's the same thing. They go out, they hang out, and they know we're like, okay, I've had enough. And they'll come in on their own.
Exactly. Yep.
They just want to sniff around and see what's going on. So it's always nice to let our cats do that. One of our cats, Frenchie, when she was young, I put her on a harness and would take her outside. Mm-hmm. But as she got older, she wasn't into that. She didn't like being put in a harness.
they don't like harnesses and they're not big on collars. And they're like, come on. And our neighbors have a cat that lives across the street that looks just like Jack. Oh. So that's caused a little bit sometimes confusion. And the neighbor came over and so, I'm like, oh no, this is ours.
How funny. You know, that's so funny because one of mine, Frenchie, she was actually born in our backyard or nearby. Her mom was feral. And when her mom moved the litter, she got left behind. She got stuck in the fence. So that's how I came to find her and adopt her. And we hadn't seen her mom in the litter for a long time. And all of a sudden, one day, I looked out the back door and I'm like, Frenchie, how did you get outside? And then then I turn and she's looking at me like, what do you mean? I'm right here. I was like, what's happening? Well, there were three other cats in the litter that looked exactly like Fred. They all looked alike. They were all tabbies. And then at one point they started hanging out in the front yard and she would just sit there and watch them. And it's one of those things where you're like, wait a minute, how did you do that? So I can understand being mistaken.
I know, because they look alike. Yeah, even they're all black, except for they have a little bit of white on their underneath their chin. That's so crazy. Yeah,
that's funny.
Because the cat was there whenever we moved in. So, but that's funny. They both came from the same litter, though, with yours.
I didn't realize that until later. But yeah, that's always the thing, especially when we have our cats that stay inside. It's definitely a fear. They get out there and they don't know how to handle themselves. I always say that. I always say that, like they can hear me. You know, you don't know how good your life is.
Exactly. Until you, yeah.
You go out in the world.
Very true.
You mentioned that you're a disability writer and advocate. What is that you do in that area?
Okay. I have a learning disability with math and a visual perception. I'm not able to drive. So what I do is I write a lot of articles on having a learning disability and just other aspects of having a disability that comes up. And I've had them published on the Mighty. I've had a couple other ones published in other places as well. And I've recently started my own blog called Michelle's Mission. And that's to help people to be educated on learning disabilities and just life with a disability. And I get to also help out as a teacher's aide in the school. I help out a lot of students that have disabilities as well.
That's amazing. That's such an amazing thing that you've been able to take your experience and what you do and share it with others and then also be able to go into the classroom and help students too. That must be very rewarding for you.
It is very rewarding to do that.
What age group do you work with?
Right now I work with 7th, 8th and 9th graders. So,
yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
And you mentioned you had some of your articles published on The Mighty. Is that an online?
Yes, it's an online community that for people that have disabilities. People post stories. Other people will. There's also virtual groups that meet. And it's wonderful that it's definitely like you're able to connect with other people that have disabilities and also be able to just be able to educate other people as well. I've also had things published on Imagine the World is One magazine, and that's another disability one. And I also do photography as well. So I've gotten some pictures in Word Gathering, which is a literary magazine, and I'd like to take pictures.
That's great. I will definitely look at those and learn more about them, and then I'll tag them in the description of this episode. That way, if anybody out there would like to learn more about them, that's amazing. I think advocating and making people aware of different disabilities is so important, because if you don't have direct experience with it, you have no idea what other people, you know, are dealing with day to day, things like that.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's interesting because I found that a lot in speaking to people on this podcast that have the connection to animals also often is so strong for us when we have different issues that we're facing, whether it's mental health issues. Myself, I battle autoimmune chronic illness, and my cats have always, and my dogs when I was younger too, have always been very responsive to me when I'm not feeling well and things like that. So I'm sure your cats are a support for you with whatever you're going through as well.
Definitely. Sometimes there's just that connection with them. If I'm sad or something's not going right, they're the ones that'll just jump up on my lap and they're like, hey, what's going on? And they're just there and really supportive and understanding emotions. And, you know, I grew up with dogs. And my dog was wonderful. We had a great, we had a lab at one point that was really sweet, but if you were upset, it was too much for her. But my cats, they just jump up and they're just like, well, what's the matter? You can't be mad at me.
Are you funny?
Pay attention to me and you'll feel better. That's
funny. Your dog was like, wait, no, this is too much. I gotta check
out. Oh yeah. Like, whoa, wait, I can't do this. But it was the sweetest dog ever, though. So we've had some nice ones, too. But yeah.
But I think that is so true about cats. A lot of people that have never had a cat think that, you know, they're disconnected, you know, they're not very integrated in what you're doing. But like you said, it's the total opposite of that. They're very much in tune with us and our emotion. And they just let us know that they're there for us.
Very true.
Yeah. So are Jack and Sparrow like that with you as well? I know you said, you guys were very much attached.
Oh, yeah. Jack and Sparrow are the same way. They just come up to me if I, you know, if you're having a rough day or just something's going on, and they'll either be crawling on my lap or or if I'm sitting at the computer, they'll come up to me and they'll just give you little head nubs. They also like to sleep with us, and they wake us up in the morning sometimes. That's our alarm clock. That was one of the things their previous owner said, you know, they're going to wake you up in the morning. I'm like, that's all right. I mean, we get that. And just some mornings they'll wake us up, and other mornings one of them will be laying at our feet or by our side. And it's just, they like being with us as well. And that's, we like great. Being with them too.
Yes, I agree with that. I'm, whenever I'm away from my cats, I miss them. And yep. They always let me know when I come home that they aren't very happy that I was gone.
Right. We just recently, we went to Chicago to celebrate my birthday. And as soon as we were in, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning when we got in, and we could hear the cat at the door like, hey, human, where were you? I mean, thankfully, my parents are wonderful. They come in and they'll take care of them whenever we're away. So that's great.
But it's not the same as you.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
That's amazing. So do you have any funny stories about Jack and Sparrow, about anything that they do or have done that surprised you, that maybe were very different than your experience with Chi?
Well, with having the two cats that have had the previous owners, they are a little more calm than our other, and then Chi was. Chi was a very spoiled only cat, didn't have to have his undivided attention. So it was a little bit different that when we got them, that they're very sweet, they're very relaxed and mellow, but just they don't really want to have their own way as much as the other one did, which was fine. You could tell that they grew up together.
Right.
These ones, they love to climb as well. We've had in our bathroom, we have cupboards where we put our towels at. And one morning I was in there and there's Jack and Sparrow climbing in the cupboards.
And oh my goodness.
They're just there because we don't have doors on them. They're just like these little shelves, and they like to climb up there with the towels and hang out. Jack, I mean, he is laying down right now, but last week I had a virtual meeting from one of my Mighty events. Uh-huh. And the cat, he wanted attention. He wanted to come and say hi. And he was rolling all around on the computer and disconnected. And luckily I already had a share that I gave, and I just said, everyone, hey, I think he pulled the plug on the show.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
Cats have a way of doing that. Like, especially ones that are like, I only want your attention when I want your attention. Mm-hmm. But if you're giving something else attention, I will let you know that it's time for you to refocus on me.
Right. Don't read that book. Don't.
Yes. Yeah. I had a cat, Cosmo, that if I was sitting anywhere, he was on my lap or on my book or my magazine or my laptop. Yeah. They were like, okay, you're stopping. Your attention is now focused on me.
Exactly. Yep.
I love that, though, that our animals, you know, so many of us are doing virtual things like we are right now, that right. It's great that they get to be able to be right there with us. I've done a lot of recordings where they'll have their dog at their feet or their dog is sitting behind them or whatever it may be. And I think that's a great thing that we're able to spend more time with them in that way. And, exactly. And then they're like, hey, we want to be a part of whatever it is you're doing.
Right. I tried to get them, but they were not having it today. But I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah. That's the other thing. You can't expect them to do it when you actually want them to.
Oh, yeah. It's always when you don't.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. I was on a Zoom the other day with, I don't know, less than around 20 people. And all of a sudden the speaker, you saw this cat head pop up in front of her. I'm like, oh yeah, I know that feeling.
Right.
She played it off really well, but you know, it happens to all of us.
Exactly.
So you, when I spoke with you virtually via email before we recorded this podcast, you had mentioned an organization, the Butler County Humane Society.
Yes. They are a no-kill animal shelter in Butler County, and they help out with sheltering animals and placing them for adoptions into homes. And we didn't get our cats through them, but they do a wonderful job in the community for animals that need housing. And
that's great. And I will link their webpage as well as where you can follow them on Instagram and Facebook in the description of this episode.
Great. Thank you so much.
I think it's great. I love hearing no-kill shelters. That's not, we don't all have that option, unfortunately, but it's great to hear of shelters that are able to be no-kill and are really making a difference in their communities.
Definitely.
Yeah. So are there any stories about your experience with Chai that you want to share? I know he was such a big part of your life, kind of like talking about him and the impact he had.
He was just this cat that he was interesting. My husband would call him a jazz cat because he kind of liked to do what he wanted to do, which all of them were similar. We were living the first place that when my husband moved in, we were living in an apartment that was in this old Victorian mansion, and our apartment was up near the roof. And the cat, we had this window that was right by our kitchen table, and we opened the window up and the cat went out on the roof.
Oh no.
We're like, oh my gosh, you're crazy. You know, what are you doing out there? So we had to get him out of there, off of there. He did stuff like that. He just was curious, you know, the same way with, you know, going in the attic. He just wanted to explore. And,
oh, wow.
Right. And I think he really liked it, though, when we finally were able to get our own house and he was able to just explore where he wanted to and just have that opportunity. He was also pretty good in the car. Like I said, my husband worked in Philadelphia for a few years. So that the cat was on a 5-hour journey a lot of times in the car. The first time my husband took him home, right after we met, the cat got himself out of the carrier. We don't know how he did that. I mean, he must have unzipped himself. And the next thing you know, he's on my husband's shoulder as my husband's driving down the Pennsylvania Turnpike. So he had to pull off to the side of the road and get him in. And he goes, that's when I knew that this cat was going to have personality. And
yes. That's
what he had for all those 13 years was just a lot of personality. And we still, we miss him a lot, but.
That's amazing. That's so funny because one of my cats traveled with me as well. I commuted to LA, which is about an hour and a half, 2 hours from where I live. And our first cat, Jack, our cat named Jack, he got diagnosed with kidney disease. So he had to be on a special diet. And at the time we had 3 other cats. So managing something that only he was to eat and the others weren't was pretty difficult. So I started taking him with me during the week to my job and he was the same. He did not like being in the carrier. He wanted to be out. I have a handful of pictures of him crawling around in the back or unfortunately when he would get upset or scared, he would crawl under my feet.
Oh no.
Yes. Not a good place to be when I'm driving. One experience that was really a little scary. I was coming home from work for Thanksgiving. And I know everywhere has bad traffic over the Thanksgiving week, but in California, it is really bad. Like, especially between LA and other areas. So it was pitch dark, so much traffic. He got under my feet. And I was like, Jack, you're going to kill us in this crazy traffic. But yes, that always let Jack had a personality too. It sounds like him and Chi would have gotten along really well.
They probably would have.
It's so funny because a couple of times when I was driving, I'd stop to get something to eat and he would just come sit in my lap and the drive-through cashier would be like, well, that's something I've never seen before is a cat in the lap. Yeah.
Sitting on your lap. Yeah.
Well, yes.
They don't like their carrier. And Jack and Sparrow aren't big on their side.
No.
Yeah. They like to be free and run around like that. Yep.
Be a part of the action.
Exactly.
So did Chi get used to it and he continued to travel with your husband back and forth?
He did. He got used to traveling and he did okay. I mean, he would still cry, but he got used to being in the carrier. But it was nicer when he did come back closer. He came back here. So they weren't having to do so many long car rides to right. get places. But every once in a while, if they were, he would pick me up from work, or if he dropped something off, he'd have the cat in the car. And sometimes that was nice if it was a long day and I got to just to see the cat for Chi for a few minutes and be like, oh, okay.
Yep.
This isn't so bad.
It is nice sometimes to have them with us, even though cats are a little different for traveling, you know, than dogs. Mm-hmm. Some of them still like to do it and go on adventures and go on vacations even. So
that's exactly.
He was able to do that and kind of be a companion for your husband when he was commuting.
Yep, exactly. That was.
Yeah. Michelle, I really appreciate you being on the episode. And I loved learning about your beloved Chi, as well as your current cats, Jack and Sparrow. And everyone will get to see some pictures of them when this episode comes out. And I will also link and highlight the Butler County Humane Society, as well as the Mighty, the disability community that you mentioned. I think that's amazing. As well as I will link Michelle so you can learn more about her and the work that she does in this episode.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me and, you know, share your love for animals, especially cats, and the experiences you've had. I think it's a really important conversation to have. I also want to thank you for taking in Jack and Sparrow. You know, so many cats get left behind, unfortunately, or put on the street or taken to shelters when families move and think that they can't take them with. So I'm so glad that Jack and Sparrow were able to find you and your husband.
Oh, well, they give us far more joy too. They give us a lot of joy as well. Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for being here. And to my listeners, I will see you next time.